This episode is brought to you by Heineken. The new crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver is all taste without the bitter endings. It's like enjoying a nice day at the beach where everyone remembers sunscreen, or an evening spent around a campfire without smoke constantly getting in your eyes. All taste, no bitter endings. That's the crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver. And it only has 3.2 grams of carbs with 95 calories. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 plus to purchase. Please enjoy Heineken responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Starburst. Being a pink Starburst is about more than enjoying your favorite juicy treat. It's a mindset. It's about being yourself and embracing self-love by prioritizing your needs and appreciating and celebrating all the things that make you unique. Celebrate what makes you you with all pink Starburst. Tap the banner or visit starburst.com to learn more.
Today's episode is sponsored by Martinelli's Apple Juice. Martinelli's, the gold standard of apple juice since 1868. And if you're wondering if the Friends cast drank it, well, could it be any more obvious? Roll that theme. Hello and welcome to the Strongcast podcast. Meet my friends, the Friends, with Pat Byrne and Jason Gore, the nation's number one recap podcast. I'm Pat Byrne.
And I'm Jason Gore.
And it's official, folks. We are now the number one podcast in the U.S. of A.
Woo! We did it. We did it in your effing face, live PD, the podcast.
Yeah, so sit back and join us as we recap. Well, oh, God, sorry.
No, keep going, man. You got it.
Sit back and join us as we recap the greatest television show in history. You know, y'all enjoy meeting our friends.
So before we get into this, Pat, I just got to say a lot of people to thank. First, Don Strong. Thank you for believing in this little podcast that could. And then I think that's it. I think that's all we really got to thank. Thank you, Pat.
No, thank you, Jason.
Wow, then we're good. What, did you hear something?
No. No, I think you should keep going.
Okay. Yeah. So let's hop right into this episode. This is a big one.
Huge.
This is the one. Hold on a second. No.
The one with Joey's. No, the one with the fake party.
The one with the fake party.
Yeah.
Big time episode.
16th episode of the fourth season, airing on March 19th, 1998.
Teleplay by Shanna Goldberg Meehan and Scott Silvery, or Silvery. And the story was by Alicia Sky Varinatis, directed by Michael Lembeck. And this is a little run of directing for Michael Lembeck, because he's going to direct the next episode as well. And we'll get into it in just one second. But first, I think we do have to pay some bills here at Strongcast Podcast. Nothing is free. Pat, go ahead. Who's our sponsor?
Today's episode is sponsored by Martinelli's Gold Medal Apple Juice. 100% apple juice with gold medal quality since 1868. Why settle for less when you can savor the best? Martinelli's Gold Medal Apple Juice, available everywhere. Also available in sparkling.
Mmm, love it. Some of the best apple juice in the game, really.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Thank you. What was that?
No, I didn't hear anything. Let's keep going. Big episode.
Big episode. Tell me about it, Pat.
So we have Rachel pursuing work client Joshua. Gotta say, my least favorite of any love interest in Friends. This guy's a snooze. He insists on going by Joshua. She pronounces it weird. It irked me a little bit. We also find out later he comes from money. It's like, okay, I didn't care about that storyline as much, But the fake party was funny. Phoebe's storyline is that she's fighting cravings for meat because of her pregnancy, and she keeps craving meat, and eventually works out a deal where Joey, who encourages her to eat meat because it's for the baby, but then she works out a deal where he then, in her former absence of eating meat, she was a vegetarian, Joey, until the babies are born, will resume Phoebe's, meat Shabbat there.
And anybody knows, any fan of Friends knows, that's a big deal for Joey. Joey likes his meat.
Yeah. I mean, we find out later if he did it or not, but this is a great, that was a very sweet thing to do as a friend. you know, but now Emily's leaving. This is the end of their 2 week, you know, when it comes to Ross, mm-hmm. Ross's care. He's now in the end of the romance. So we think with Emily, she's now leaving. The 2 week fling is over, but things got a little more hot and heavy than that either of them could really realize. So he keeps thinking, how can I do this? How can I be with her? And then the wheels start turning, so to speak. As far as the fake party goes, it was Rachel's idea to try to lure her love interest, Joshua. What?
What was that sound?
That was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Now that one wasn't you.
That one wasn't me, but the before it was
okay. Me. I do have to say, I'm sorry, Pat. I know you don't like me to do this. I have to do it. Legally, we do have to mention that we do still have the creator of Meet My Friends, The Friends, on the line with us throughout every episode. Legally, we have to. Now, he does get...
Very generous of us.
He does get 60 seconds in the show. Our lawyers kind of tinkered around with that, so we'll see if the 60 sticks for this episode.
We're working on that.
We're working on it, but Tom Sharpling is here with us legally in the background.
Wow, this is my show. It was taken... But you're gonna buzz me already?
Well, I started the clock. I need a signal to start the clock.
Do you want to do your segment now, Tom?
I thought that's what we were doing. That's
no, I we. I mean, I was just introducing him because I feel my duty, as you know.
I thought we're doing. It. We're doing only start talking when the timer started.
Okay, then here we go with Tom's segment. Give me 1 second, Tom. Your 60 seconds comes as soon as you stop hearing the sounds. Get ready.
It's time for the Tom Sharpling. Okay, he's not dead, but he's not really part of this anymore, so it's kind of the same, right? Segment.
Well, Pat, you certainly hit the nail on the head when you said that this was a Friends recap show during the intro. That was not a flub. That was actually the most accurate thing either of you have said this entire time, because this show is crap. It is a recap. The show was taken from me. I'm fighting to get it back. Neither of you know anything about Friends. The previous episode, you mentioned that it was the first time in an airport for anyone. They've been in airports so many times. I just want to tell people, hang in there. I'm working to get the show back. This is a false version of Friends recap show.
And there we go. I did mention that our lawyers have been working on the time. That was 40 seconds.
Great. Thank you.
So a Friends first for this episode, Pat, you got one?
Friends first.
Let me first start off by saying that I did not misspeak. I said recap. If you didn't hear me through your crappy headphones, that's on you.
Oh,
crappy headphones?
Shut up.
I said cap. Shut up. I said recap. All right.
But then you said crappy.
When did I say crappy?
You said crappy headphones.
And that's why I went. Oh,
I didn't misspeak. All right, you're projecting what you want to be heard.
Friends first.
This is the first time that they have a going away party.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that is correct.
Yeah.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
And you know, if it's not correct, I'm sure we'll hear about it
from someone who likes the show.
So I guess I blew it again.
First of all, I always liked the show. I was always excited about the show. If you remember the first season, someone else wasn't.
You mean your partner? Your partner.
I've always been excited about Friends. Did I watch this batch of episode? No, but I'm still on the number one podcast in the United States.
All right. Can we cut his mic? Because it's
legally, I can't. Legally, I cannot. I can't. All
right. Tom, stop. We gave you your time. All right. What's next, Jason?
Did you have a Friends fact? Did we do the Friends fact?
If we could do a Friends fact.
Okay, sure. Here we go.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
When Ross and Emily come to Central Perk, Chandler speaks to Emily with a British accent. Monica mentions how Chandler always does it, always does it when he is around Emily and asks and tells him to stop the accent. To which Chandler responds by saying, "Oh ho ho, I think you like it. I think you can't resist me when I do it. You want to eat me up like a cream puppet."
Yeah, that's a good Friends fact. I like that one.
It's time for Now There's a Goof.
Here's a good goof for you guys. Wow, this one's so good. So after Rachel chokes while trying to seduce Joshua with a cherry, Joshua goes to pat her right hand, in which you can clearly see he's holding a bottle. Now, when the angle changes, he's holding a cup in his right hand and now picks up the bottle from the table with his left hand. How did that happen? That's what I call a goof.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Right. Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
We get it. Distractions happen. That's why we designed the fully electric, full-sized Volvo EX90 with the latest technology to keep you and those around you safe. Its two-sensor driver understanding system is designed to prevent distractions and help you stay focused. Reserve your Volvo EX90 today. Learn more at volvocars.com/US.
It is a goof. Go ahead. Yeah.
And line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
I just want to say I've disregarded every one of those flubs in terms of left hand, right hand stuff. They happen in every episode. It's not good broadcasting.
Not Boy, good that's crazy, huh?
I guess I'll go. My line of the episode is when Joey says, you know, in trying to, after the agreement is made with Phoebe about him taking over her vegetarianism, Joey says, "Hey, if a cow dies of natural causes, I can eat that, right?" And Phoebe goes, "Not if I get there first." It's great. Runner-up is for me because Gunther has so few lines, but he's at the party.
Right.
I mean, first of all, this party, you know, it has the six friends.
Yeah.
It has Emily. It has Joshua. And it has Gunther. That's their party.
That's a party right there.
And it's a moment where Gunther, who's away from the cafe, super rare for him to be in the apartment. That's rare. Might be a friend first.
You think who's running the running the cafe? Did he lock the door?
That's a great question.
Because Rachel's not there.
I imagine it's after hours. Well, Rachel's working from Bloomingdale's at this point.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
But I would say that...
Yeah, big fan. I forgot you work at Bloomingdale's.
Blew it again.
I'm telling you, cut the mic after the...
I legally cannot. I've got a line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
And Chandler says, "I say more dumb things before 9 a.m. than most people say all day."
I will say my runner-up for line of the episode, since Gunther has so few lines, is when Gunther... is explaining to someone at the party, "Rachel is my girlfriend." It was very funny, random, non sequitur, and he so rarely speaks, and he's away from the cafe. And
kind of sad. That's kind of a sad pick.
I'm going to update Friends First to say Gunther in the apartment. That's a Friends First.
That was the first time Gunther went into the apartment.
Yeah, that's a Friends First.
Friends First.
Helpful. All right.
You know what time it is?
Guys guessing.
Tip of the bat.
What'd you say?
No, the guy's guessing at Friends First. I guess maybe it's Gunther's first time in the apartment.
It is his first time. I would bet that it was his only time in there too. I would bet you $100 cash.
I'll just say Gunther seemed to be very happy to be at a party, and that's all I needed for this episode.
Sure. Let's keep moving.
Tip of the pat.
My tip of the pat would be to the party soundtrack, featuring a lot of great artists of the time, including Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, "The Impression That I Get." great album from them, kind of jump-started the 1997 third wave of ska into popular culture and made it into the soundtrack of this party scene. Some of the other party soundtrack songs included, excuse me,
Corner Shop,
Brimful of Ashes by Corner Shop can be heard in the background.
Asha.
And there's a couple other tracks that I neglected to write down. But that's interesting that, you know, every time we're streaming the Friends now, that those artists are getting paid. So, I would say points to Dickie Barrett.
Tip of the Pat. Jason's Corner.
Yeah, so I'm just going to step away from this episode of Friends for a second to talk a little bit about Meet My Friends, The Friends, as a strong cast podcast and as the number one podcast in the United States of America right now. You look at any chart. Who's at the top? Meet My Friends, The Friends, with Pat Byrne and Jason Gore. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into making this podcast number one. And I got a lot of friends that work at Live PD, the podcast. And I know they work hard at what they do. But they're not number one. We're number one. We're going to stay number one.
Yeah, we're number one. Let that sink in.
I don't remember anyone else bringing this show to number one.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
Nope. So it just feels good. It does feel good.
Good.
All right, Pat, give it to me. What do you think? Rank the Friends.
Sure. I'm going to rank the Friends for this episode. This is the one with the fake party, March 19th, 1998, 16th episode of the fourth season. I'm going to go. Let's give it to Rachel first. Then I'm going to go Chandler, Ross, Phoebe, Monica, Joey. Boom.
Joey at the bottom. Wow. Okay.
He had some good lines. Look, you can't win them all.
You cannot win them all. You can't do it. I'm going to say, let me look here on my list. I don't really have one.
I love those. I love the
sheep. You didn't watch the episode.
I love the sheepy horn, and I love the applause.
Like, oh, thank really you. Thank you. I've got different sounds here.
There's a reason we're number one, and it's, you know, the amped production we have working for us here.
Thank you.
We have a great team. I want to say thanks to our team here, and it's nice to just have a team, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to have people looking out for us.
Yeah, it would have been nice. I wonder what that must feel like. Stop stealing my show.
So I'm just going to go, I'm going to go the same as I did last episode. Joey, Chandler, Monica, Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, Janice. That's what I'm going to do for this one. So my friends, this has been another great episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends with Pat Byrne and Jason Gore. And only Pat Byrne and Jason Gore. Let's preview a little bit coming. What was that?
Keep going.
We'll be back with the next episode. It's the one with the free porn. Season 4, episode 17. I'm already ready for that to happen.
Classic.
That is a classic. Do you got anything you want to say before we go?
Just real quick, it's a small thing, but Janice wasn't in that episode.
Really?
Yeah, she wasn't in it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then take
fan, big fan.
When you were rating them, no, it's just a small thing. Just you well, know,
it's a small thing to just get one of the friends wrong.
Well, I mean, I am watching the stuff and I'm reading the stuff, and you know,
yeah.
Who else is going to make these fun sounders?
I was trying to make it not a big deal. I just was going to correct you off air, but you said, you asked me if there's anything else. It's a small thing. She wasn't in it. No big deal. We're going to move. We're going to keep moving.
They don't like each other. Here we go.
So
cracks are showing. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.